Today in Manhattan, District Attorney Cyrus Vance is correcting what he's calling a grave miscarriage of justice. Vance is asking a judge to throw out the convictions of two men who spent decades in prison for assassinating the civil rights leader Malcolm X at the Audubon Ballroom in 1965. That's not long after he split from the Nation of Islam. Vance's prosecutors withheld evidence that likely would have exonerated the two men.
Last year's Netflix documentary, Who Killed Malcolm X, helped reignite interest in the case.
No, the white man is the greatest hate teacher that ever walked the earth.
The FBI was deathly afraid of someone like Malcolm X.
What kind of democracy is that?
Joining us now is University of Texas at Austin Professor Peniel Joseph, whose most recent work is titled The Sword and the Shield, The Revolutionary Lives of Malcolm X and Martin Luther King Jr. Professor, welcome.
Great to be here, Jane.
Well, Muhammad Aziz and Khalil Islam were black Muslims. They were members of the Nation of Islam. They were arrested quickly and convicted on shaky evidence. Tell us the significance of their convictions being overturned 56 years after Malcolm X's murder.
Well, yeah, I think this is enormous. It tells us that the assassination of Malcolm X remains to be solved, but it also casts a harsh spotlight on the criminal justice system from that period all the way to our own, where the new 22-month investigation by the Manhattan DA's office, outgoing DA Cyrus Vance, shows that there was collusion between the NYPD, Bureau of Special Services, their secret police at the time, and the FBI to ensure that these men were not allowed to have exculpatory evidence that would have most likely allowed them to go free. So they wanted these folks to be in jail for this murder. And part of that reason, Jane, is because at the time of Malcolm's death on February 21st, 1965, some of the people at the Audubon were actually working for the FBI and the NYPD. So an example is Gene Roberts, who is giving Malcolm mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, is actually an undercover agent, police officer.
Well, tell us more about some of the evidence that was withheld. You mentioned Gene Roberts, but there was a prime suspect in the assassination that was not brought up at the murder trial. He fit eyewitness descriptions of one of the three gunmen, and the FBI was aware that the Nation of Islam was targeting Malcolm X.
Absolutely. These were the gunmen most likely were from the Newark, all the evidence points to five gunmen from the Newark Mosque. Some of those gunmen were informers for the FBI. They were aware of who actually shot Malcolm X. But what they didn't want was for those people to be arrested and to start spilling the beans. This is extraordinary. But in a way, I think what's really important here is that, in a way, Malcolm's legacy continues from the grave. In this era of movement for Black Lives, this broad spotlight on the inequities in the criminal justice system. And we see even in terms of one of the most important Black leaders in American history who pushed back against the carceral state and the criminal justice system, his own murder remains unsolved in part because of corruption in a criminal justice system that he was very outspokenly critical of.
Hmm. I just want to accentuate that all of this was apparently not just an oversight, but it was clear misconduct. I mean, this was evidence that was intentionally withheld.
Absolutely. This is a conspiracy, and it's not the first, but what's interesting about bringing it back to Malcolm X, we've seen these this misconduct before in terms of the Black Panthers, but it really took the documentary, the Netflix six-part documentary, which is extraordinary, and the Innocence Project to make this happen. So you have filmmakers who are saying, look, this is a botched investigation. There was collusion here. Those men always professed their innocence. They always said they had absolutely nothing to do with Malcolm X's murder. It's a great shame what happened to them.
Yeah. Khalil Islam has passed. Only Muhammad Aziz is alive today. He was paroled in 1985, and he's been trying to prove his innocence for decades. Aziz said through his lawyers that the process of this conviction was, quote, corrupt to the core. You said earlier that Malcolm X, his murder remains to be solved. Will we ever find out the truth here?
You know, that's up to the next DA. The next DA, we have the first African-American DA in New York history. And that DA can continue the investigation to make this a closed case. But right now, this is still a cold case, 56 years later, after really one of the most prominent black leaders in American history was gunned down in broad daylight with gunmen who people saw and who obviously we know now that law enforcement had ties to and links and information to.
Professor Peniel Joseph is the founding director of the Center for Race and Democracy at the University of Texas at Austin. Professor, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me, Jane.